Hello and welcome to Not So Secular. My name is Mon Reyes and I'll be your host here today. The title of our episode for today is Not Everything Has to Be Practical. For context, in the previous episode, I talked about Valentine's Day, or at least I mentioned that Valentine's Day recently occurred. And because of that, I had a conversation with my wife about the practicality of giving flowers. Because Valentine's Day is a time when people give flowers to one another, right? Now, ako, personally, occasionally, I give my wife flowers. She's the first woman that I've ever bought and given flowers to, other than my mom, which happened when I was in grade school, so matagal na. And so I can say that over the years, giving flowers is something that I've learned to appreciate, you know, learned to see the value. I didn't understand it quite before. And the reason why we had a conversation about flowers is because I gave her flowers. And because Valentine's Day is usually the time also when other people make comments about giving flowers, specifically against giving flowers, diba? We hear this, or we see this posted every now and then, the idea that, you know, a bouquet of flowers is not a very good gift because it's not a very practical gift. It's not something that's very useful. Other than that, it also has a time limit, diba? So if you give flowers today, give it a few days and the flowers will die and you'll just have to throw it away. And so some people equate that to something like throwing away money because you pay for it and then it's just gone next week. Speaking of money, Valentine's Day as well as Mother's Day, by the time when people give flowers, it can be observed that the prices just jack up. Everything is more expensive. Flowers are not cheap if you want a good set of flowers. So some people say that it's better to just spend your time or your money on something that's more useful than flowers. And this is usually the time when they try to sell you something else. Now, I understand these sentiments very much. Like I said, I wasn't always giving flowers. It wasn't something that I used to do, not because I have very strong sentiments against it, but because it just wasn't something that occurred to me very much. Probably for the same reasons that people complain about it. So, if you and your spouse or your girlfriend or your boyfriend prefer a gift that is more practical than flowers, then by all means, go. Diba? So long as it's something that the two of you appreciate, isn't that what matters, right? But these sentiments got me thinking about how we, people living today, value practicality. We talk this way about flowers, diba? About how giving flowers is not really practical. But don't we talk in the same way about something like picking a course for college? For those of you here who are my age or younger, how many of you here have heard the words that go along the lines of, wag mapiliin yang course na yan, hindi yan practical, or walang pera dyan, diba? You're not gonna earn much from that kind of job or from that kind of program. Dito ka na lang, pick this instead. Because in this course, there is a demand, right? Malaki ang demand ng ganito. There was a time when it was nurses. There was a time when it was IT. Malaki ang demand dito ngayon. This is the more practical option. And usually, when we speak of something that's not practical, we speak of something usually na nasa humanities or something like a music-related course or an art-related program. But of course, it's not limited to that. Now, I'm not saying that all college courses are equal. I do think that some are better than others and that right now we're kind of having too many college programs available, even if not everything is relevant. That's a different discussion for a different day. Now, this can be a very real consideration to make, diba? Kung ano ba yung practical. It's a very important factor when we're picking something like a course that we will pick for college, which we have to commit to for about 4 to 5 years. But at the same time, this gets me thinking about how many students today and in the past have given up on their passion for the sake of pursuing something more practical. This isn't a privilege that all of us have, but I believe that some people don't even realize that they have more than just those two options. Na either you leave behind your passion and do the practical thing, or you do your passion, tapos wag na lang tayong maging practical, di ba? Bahala na saan magagaling yung pera. Most of us don't realize that. That is another instance of many people's lives when the value of practicality is explicitly discussed. Alongside that, last week also, because I've been thinking about this, last week also, I'd like to share with you that we ran a retreat for all our local youth ministry leaders here in Mega Manila. So Mega Manila is basically Metro Manila plus a little north and a little south. So in one weekend, we gathered together in one place for a retreat, and we were joined by some people from the provincial, mga taga Iloilo and Cebu. All in all, we had over 90 participants who spent the entire weekend together, worshiping together, and reconnecting with the Lord. Along the lines of that, I'd like to give a shout out to Mars Pamisa and Ramses Cabanyel. There are two people whom I got to talk to during the retreat who told me that they are listeners of this show. So thank you for your support. Now, going back, if you think about it, going on a 3-day spiritual retreat isn't all that practical either. If we're just measuring it on the value of practicality, it doesn't seem so practical, diba? Kasi you can think of other ways to reconnect with the Lord, diba? Can't you just do that alone in front of the Blessed Sacrament, or go to confession by yourself? Don't you have other less costly options than going to a retreat, diba? Something like attending a prayer meeting or praying with your friends or doing a Bible study, because retreats can be costly. You have to pay for your accommodation, pay for your food, pay for the venue, and so on and so forth. Imagine, in our case, may mga bumiyay pa galing sa malayo, may mga bumiyay pa galing sa province. One could argue, that these resources could have been used in something more useful, right? Something more practical, to use that term again. Especially if you're not really that into religion, you might not see the value of spending so much for something like this. But the goal of having a retreat is not to be practical. Of course, we want to be good stewards of our resources, diba? Right? We don't just want to be wastefully spending what we were given. But having a retreat, okay? When we're having a retreat, the goal is not practicality, or rather, the priority is not practicality. Going on a retreat is not the same as having a skills training or an academic lecture. Of course, we had some learning sessions throughout the retreat, but there was more to the entire thing than just that. The goal for doing a retreat is something different, something that's a bit harder to quantify if we only use metrics of practicality. What we wanted to do in the retreat is we wanted to be with the Lord as a community of youth ministers, to reconnect both communally together, but also individually, because these different youth leaders will be leading in their separate local youth ministry contexts. And so it's better that they are recharged first as they serve where God is calling them. And all of this brings me to my entire point for this episode. Not everything has to be practical. Giving flowers to a loved one is not practical. But is your goal for giving flowers to express your practicality? Or is it to express your affection? Picking college courses. Practicality surely is one important factor in that. But at the same time, it's not the only factor that you have to consider. There must be a balance. And again, going on a retreat could be thought of in the same way. The equivalent of this in a barkada setting would be something like hiking, diba? Going hiking is not practical at all. You climb a mountain, wake up really early, walk for hours climbing a mountain to see what's on top, and then you walk for hours again to go down. Not the most practical thing in the world, right? But why do we do it? We do it because we're pursuing something that goes beyond just practicality. And the reason why I'm emphasizing this a lot that not everything has to be practical is because as Jesus followers, there are a lot of things that we do that are not practical at all. And a huge part of that involves prayer. Prayer is not practical. Prayer is not productive. If you pray something like the rosary, it's even repetitive. It's meditative. But is practicality the goal of prayer? We wouldn't say so, right? And that connects us, that points us to an even bigger observation that we can find in the way that we live our lives today. We have a tendency to glorify busyness and productivity. When we ask people, "Kumusta ka na? How are you?" One of the go-to responses, it used to be, "I'm fine, thank you, how about you?" Ngayon, it's, "Ito, busy. Ito, had a full week." Now, that could very well be true, diba? Iba rin yung demands today, and that's observable. Baka kaya yun yung sagot ng mga tao, kasi yun talaga yung nangyayari sa kanila. They really are busy. That's valid. That's not wrong. But we seem to say that a lot recently, right? To the point that when we're not busy, sometimes we feel guilty. Have you ever felt that way? Minsan ang gulo ng mga tao eh. Kapag maraming nangyayari, they talk about how stressed they are. "I'm so stressed. I need a break. I need a vacation." And then, when the vacation finally occurs, sabihin natin na bigyan siya ng 2 weeks or 1 week off, what do we say? We say, "Oh my gosh, I feel so unproductive today." So ano ba talaga? Which one do you want, right? Do you want to rest or what? But that's the thing. Resting is not productive. Resting is not practical. There is a deeper goal that we are seeking other than just practicality, other than just productivity. And some of these things that we do, we think its value comes from how productive it is, diba? That's how we measure the value of something sometimes. This is very useful. I like this in my life. O itong item na to, sobrang dami niyang ginagawa. This is very useful. But there are other things in life na the value of the thing sometimes actually comes from the fleetingness of it. The fact that it's not there to stay. The fact that it's only there to be appreciated in the present moment. Going to the Blessed Sacrament is something like that. We approach the real presence of Jesus Christ in the Blessed Sacrament to be in the presence of Christ and not to do anything else. We don't go there to work. We don't go there to have our meetings, diba? That wouldn't be appropriate to do. When we are there, we focus, we meditate, we look at Jesus, and we allow ourselves to be seen by Jesus. The value is in the presentness, not in the result that will come after, or not in the fact that it's, you know, you can't bring the Blessed Sacrament back to your home and have it with you available any day. No, it's the fleetingness of the moment that makes it valuable. The fact that you're only there for a few minutes. And then, that's it. In the words of St. John Chrysostom, he said, "There is nothing more worthwhile than to pray to God and to converse with Him. For prayer unites us with God as His companions. As our bodily eyes are illuminated by seeing the light, so in contemplating God, our soul is illuminated by Him." Contemplation is not practical, but there is real value in it. To conclude this entire discussion, my point is that not everything has to be practical so long as it's purposeful. Rest is not practical, but it is purposeful. Connecting with our loved ones, with our friends, isn't always practical, but it can be purposeful. Kahit yung mga tambay-tambay natin, hindi naman practical yan eh. But there's a reason why we do it. Leisure time is not practical, but it can be purposeful. There is meaning to it. Communion, as in not just receiving communion in the Eucharist, that's one form of it. But the act of communion, coming into union with God in the form of prayer and the sacraments, and coming into union with our community, the people around us, it's not always practical, but it can be purposeful. So, to bring this back to giving flowers, if it's not a value to you, then don't get it. If it is, then don't feel guilty about it. So long as it's purposeful. That is it for today. Thank you very much for listening all the way through. Please do share this episode if it was good for you and if you think it will be good for the people in your circles. Your shares go a long way. There are also other ways of supporting this podcast. One way is through giving. You can find the links to that in the description. And another way is by praying for me, praying for us. Thank you very much again for listening all the way through, and I'll see you in our next episode. Bye!